Blog Talk Radio. Chakra clearing. Sit in a chair, and it's important to have both feet on the ground. You may choose to be barefoot. Let your arms rest comfortably by your sides. Take several deep breaths while letting your breathing become deeper and even. Picture yourself standing with your feet apart, hands by your side, with your fingers naturally open. Keep this picture in your mind as you continue. Inhale and exhale. Allow your breathing to relax your body and clear your mind. Picture a circle of energy near the base of your spine. This energy is strong. It connects you to the earth. This energy generates instinctive feelings of survival. It urges you to love and care for yourself. Move up to the next circle of energy in your pelvic area. This is the center of your emotions. Your acceptance of pleasure springs from this energy source. Accepting the joy and contentment derived from physical pleasure will contribute to overall balance in your life. The energy of the third chakra is near the navel area. Your creativity will flow from here. The essence of your spirituality begins with this positive energy source. Your heart chakra energy is about love. It is the source of active love that is in everything you do. Your ability to love comes from here and includes your capacity for empathy, sympathy, forgiveness, and allows the abundance of all life to be available to you. The positive essence is an overwhelming sense of fullness felt as love. The throat chakra involves the energy of your own inner voice, guiding you to be open and honest with yourself and others. This is your voice of wisdom. When listened to, this will lead you to take actions that will keep you balanced and true to yourself. The next energy level near your forehead will guide you to awareness of your soul. Imagination is the magic of this brow chakra. Let yourself free your mind, and as you accept the power and the awe of your own soul, so will you realize the soul within everyone and everything. And finally, to the top of your head, the energy flows out and above you. It is directly connected to your spiritual self and all spirituality in the world. With this chakra, flashes of enlightenment will occur. Moments of true understanding of the world and all it contains all events and emotions are clear. And during those moments, everything makes sense. This highest energy source is the essence of all life and existence. It is true magic, and it is yours. Envision your whole being fully energized through your having focused on the chakra points. The body connection to each energy source will guide you to heed its request for attention through physical sensations. A headache, a stiff back, butterflies in your stomach. Think. What is going on in your life that may be blocking the positive energy flow? Are you so busy with tasks that you must do that you have no time to be playful and enjoy the day? Are you so involved with the technical side of daily activities that you have no time for fantasy? Are you so busy taking care of everyone else's needs that you ignore your own needs and desires? Trust that these sensations mean something. Think about it. Permit yourself to realize that as you notice these connections, you will naturally save yourself, your soul, your spirit. You will be more vital in all that you do. Namaste. Once again, take a moment to gather attention in the breath. Transition out of the mind. Remember, meditation at its deeper level is not really a technique. It's an attitude that is all important. It is useful to have more of a prayerful attitude, an attitude of openness, receptivity, of letting go of the doer. Meditation is a simple thing. It is not complex. It is not a matter of getting lost in the imagination. Meditation is to descend to the root of consciousness, to the root of the I, that ground where the eye arises from the muck of the material. And so we let go of all discriminative thinking, all imagination, and let go of following images of the mind, whatever they may be. We allow ourselves to come into a very simple state. We're opening to that sense of silence, of just pure. pure being, that sacred dimension where the sense of I stands simply by itself, where there is no description of what the I is. The core of all spirituality revolves around this central question of one's own identity, in the same way that the Jesus story revolves around his own identity, who he really is and what he's really doing there. So the spiritual life at its core, at its root, at its most simple, is opening to the deepest core of our identity, our sense of what we are. Meditation is to enter into that mystery, not to define it, not to capture it, or talk about it, but simply to open to that silent abyss, that still ground from which the I arises and into which it subsides. And so meditation is the act of relinquishing ourselves into that silence, into that mysterious core of being. And we find our way by the thread of intuition. One feels their way more deeply into that stillness simply by the act of listening. Listening to what does not make a sound. And in so doing, we relinquish ourselves. We relinquish all of our defining characteristics, where in the end, they're just surface thoughts, dreams, phantoms. And we open to that silent abyss where thought cannot go, where you must go nakedly with no thoughts of yourself, no struggle, completely letting go of all your cares, as if you're letting go and sinking into the bottom of the ocean, into that abyss of silence, into those still waters. And if you're very still, you'll feel that subtle pull that travels the thread of your intuition, that subtly and silently pulls you into that depth. And nothing is required but to let it pull you. And so you relinquish all resistance. You allow. And you are silently led into that still ground, into calm waters. Many have gone before you, and yet we each go alone in our own way. And we enter into that core of stillness, that profound aloneness, where the divine thread pulls us into our aloneness, into that place where we relinquish all that we've ever known. and we begin to touch upon that infinite emptiness, that ground of being that has no bottom. We are led into our simplicity deeper and deeper. And as we give way to that ground, to that still, silent place, all of our masks are pulled away, all pretense left behind. And we enter upon that ground and that nakedness, the nakedness of spirit, having left all knowledge behind, all definition. We can begin to enter into our true form, into our nakedness of spirit. In the depth of that ground, there is nothing to hold on to, nothing to sustain. And in the depth of that solitude, we begin to receive our true being, not as something that can be grasped or defined, but simply as that simple ground, that light of freedom. We receive what no one can give to us, and we receive what we can never lose. The naked simplicity of our true being. Get comfortable in your seat and relax. Close your eyes and breathe gently. Inhale and exhale. Take another breath. Inhale. Close your eyes and rest your hands gently in your lap. And let's go on a journey. Our true nature cannot be expressed in words. However, consciousness, awareness, beingness, and presence are some words that come closest to defining what we are here and right now. We always start from this moment of now, from the present. So, what can be said to be real right now is that you are alive, present, and listening to these words. What is real now is your existence. You are conscious of existing, of being alive. Your true nature is consciousness itself. It is the one thing always present, whether you are asleep or awake, and whether you are aware of it or not. What you are in your essence is the lucid, unchanging consciousness giving birth to everything in the world of the senses, including all your thoughts, stories, memories, and to your body, mind, and this unique personality called you. To understand this is to grasp the literal meaning of the words attributed to Saint Francis. What we are looking for is what is looking. You become aware of yourself, your true nature, as consciousness, awareness, or presence itself. Now, most people are not aware of this. They tend to live as if in a dream that sometimes turns into a nightmare. They take their ego and their thoughts, the personal self and its many stories, to be real, are caught up in habitual patterns of conflict, self-doubt, and worry, and have only occasional glimpses of the timeless beauty and mystery of existence. The goal of spiritual or transformational work is to wake up from the dream. It is to break free of the internal dialogue. It is to see through the mind-created illusion of me, myself, and my story. The imaginary world you have created between your ears, making you feel separate and apart from others. These stories, memories, and experiences have shaped your personality, but they are still only your stories. They may have been real once, but are definitely not real now. They are an imaginary world existing inside your head in the form of fleeting thoughts, beliefs, pictures, and ideas of self, with corresponding feelings and emotions in your body. And they are always changing, always coming and going, and yet you, as the awareness that sees them, experiences them, you are always here. Every time you see the truth of this, your head clears, your body relaxes, your heart opens, and you experience a release from inner conflict, stress, and suffering. You become, in a word, present. Awakening itself is realizing you are not your stories, not your thoughts, but you are the consciousness in which stories and thoughts, in which all existence, arises. You are not an object, a human being in space and time who has only intermittent glimpses of consciousness, the source of creation. You are not a wave, occasionally remembering your connection to the ocean. Rather, you are consciousness itself, viewing all of creation through the eyes of this human being called you. You are the ocean itself, manifesting in this individual human wave form. As this realization occurs, you find yourself connected to an inexhaustible source of wisdom, love, and inner joy. Instead of living out of some myth or story about who you are and what life means, you live in awareness in the present. Meaning and identity no longer depend on beliefs, stories, or circumstances, but flow directly out of the beauty and dynamism of the life force itself. They arise from the sense of oneness, of the intimacy you feel with life, from the fullness and fragrance of being itself. You live in a state of openness, of welcoming everything that comes into your awareness. With this awakening to the truth of being, the incessant chatter of the mind no longer dominates your consciousness. Your inner state becomes one of clarity and ease, at times radiantly so. You become aware of a deep, vast silence, a universal spaciousness without center and without borders. You feel yourself to be one with that silence. From within this inner silence, you use thinking, including the I thought, for the extraordinary creative tool it is. But there is no attachment to thinking itself, nor to the concepts I, me, and mine. Whenever you use these personal pronouns, you are clear you are speaking as impersonal consciousness, expressing through your personal form. You use these pronouns in a functional way, free of personal ownership, pride, or emotional reactivity. Because of this openness and freedom from ego, from attachment to the personal perspective, living becomes much more effortless. Regardless of what is occurring, each day has a quality of magic and adventure to it. Contrast this with your experience when you have not yet awakened to truth. Whenever you say I or me, there is a very definite identification with the personal, with the ego self, with some kind of story, judgment, expectation, assumption, or agenda. You often feel divided, as in, a part of me feels that way, and yet another part of me feels that way. There may be glimpses, but there is no abiding awareness of being one with the totality of consciousness. Instead, separation, isolation, and a feeling of loneliness, aloneness, even meaninglessness, is a prevailing experience. It is this personal identification with your story, with who you think you are, which triggers self-doubt, stress, worry, and fear. It perpetuates the experience of conflict and suffering. Awakening, as will become clear, means freedom from conflict and suffering. This is the promise of the inner quest. It doesn't matter what your circumstances are or where in this world you live. Inner freedom can be yours, simply because it is your true nature. The feeling, tone, associated with being established in pure consciousness is one of relaxed ease, harmony, and presence, of openness and welcoming, of gratitude and appreciation. It is one of feeling the energy of aliveness in your body. Thoughts may or may not be present, but you are, and you're not identified with those thoughts. There is no you in the way. There's just the flow of beingness, what in Zen is called the suchness of life. And you are one with the suchness. Everything then happens out of oneness. Truly, to know yourself as consciousness, and then to embody the knowing, is the greatest blessing. See if you can feel it, your true nature, right now. Just be very present. Very aware of all that is. Then let the awareness which you are permeate your body. Notice how your breath flows in and flows out in the awareness that you are. Then notice how sensations arise and fall in your body. How thoughts, images, and stories come and go in your mind. Be aware of yourself as the awareness, the consciousness, which is aware of all of this. Take a deep breath, inhale, and exhale. Namaste.